a little bit of good news. It's under the heading Festival Back with Lively List of Shows. Now, we're talking about Festival Cairns, or the Cairns Festival, as it's called these days. And this one from the Cairns Post, an emphasis on community engagement will underline a much-anticipated 10-day event set to bring Cairns streets and venues to life with a fresh new look. Cairns Festival returns this year with a blockbuster 10-day program across multiple venues like the Courthouse, Munro, Martin, Parklands, Esplanade, Cairns Performing Arts Centre, or CPAC, Tanks Arts Centre, and the Botanic Gardens. In a change this year, the Grand Parade. Have a listen to this. Otherwise, otherwise you're going to be standing at the wrong end of the Esplanade. Now, in a change this year, the Grand Parade, Saturday, August 28, will go in the reverse direction, starting at Fogarty Park, heading along the Esplanade and finishing at Minnie Street. The festival will kick off Friday, August 27, a collection of live performances. I don't need to go through all that because I've got the lady on the line called Christy Vallely, and Christy is the Division 6 councillor to give us all the information. Festival Cairns is back. Hello, Christy.
Hello, how are you?
Don't we need this to lift our spirits?
Aren't we? We're honestly so lucky up here to be able to still hold our festival, because last year we didn't have it. So we're really excited to put this on and bring vibrancy back to our beautiful city.
Yeah, exactly. Tell me about the decision to run the parade in the opposite direction.
Yes.
Just a whim, or is it going to deliver something that we didn't have delivered
before? Okay, yes, that's right. I was now trying to remember, because we had that workshop a while ago. That's to store the amount of floats in the pier car park. There's a lot more room than where they were.
Okay.
So in order for it to be safer for the people that are, you know, doing the floats, they're going to be stored at the pier car park rather than in the middle of the road, if you like, where we used to have them.
Exactly.
So it's just a bit of a safety, and something a bit different.
Exactly. Between now and then, from time to time, you and I better get together and remind people, because people get vantage points that they've been getting for decades.
Yeah.
And they'll all be up the wrong bloody end.
Yeah. But you know what, though? I mean, it still does go past. It's just a different way.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Now,
I always like to sit at the Raw Prawn and watch it go past there.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, well, that's smack bang in the middle. Let's talk about, well, what are your favourites for a start with the Festival of Cairns?
I've got to be honest, I really love the Father's Day at Collins Avenue.
I just think that's
beautiful. It's in the middle of our beautiful trees and all the performers that walk along. It's just really nice and casual. I love taking the kids to that. It's one of our favourites. Mm. I love that this year that we're having the Courthouse will be the festival's HQ. So that'll be a one-stop information centre. So when you're thinking, okay, what can I do with the kids today, you can pop in there and have a chat and see what's on that day. Obviously, there's also the event page that you can check out as well, which is always handy to follow on Instagram and Facebook. Mm. But the Festival HQ at the Courthouse will also have live music every day from 5:30. So it'll be a really good atmosphere all through the city there.
In the forecourt, I presume, on the lawn or something, is it?
On the lawn, yep.
Like it used to be when it was a pub.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yep. Gee, a lot of people will enjoy that. Oh, is there going to be a bar there? You're allowed to say.
I would say so. Or, you know, and there's not too many bars just around the corner anyway.
Isn't this amazing?
Yes, there is a licensed bar.
This is going to be a return to the old days. Everyone used to go down there to have a beer.
That's it.
Yep. This is going to be funny. All right, look, the reality is, let's talk about the parade. Actually, you just talk about favourites. My thing is the cultural side, all the dancing, the beautiful outfits that you see on the Esplanade in the parade, whether they're on the float or just dancing in the streets. It's a wonderful atmosphere. Yep. We've got so many different cultural groups represented in this town, and so many of them make a big contribution.
You know, I have to agree with that. It always gives me goosebumps when, like, if you feel like you're a part of it, particularly with the cultural groups, and they're having so much fun and loving having the opportunity to show their culture to the rest of us. You know, it's just so beautiful to see. And also really exciting to say that Missy Higgins will be performing as well.
That's huge.
So that's a bit of a big name.
That is huge. Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. And in fact, there's quite a few others as well. Look, for those of you who haven't seen what's going on, there's a fairly good coverage, and it's only early days yet. This is on page 11 of the Cairns Post today. So please go and have a look at that. I'll just rattle off the fact that Missy Higgins is going to be on stage. Tim Rogers is going to be on stage. Rock Quiz Live will be also entertaining. Now, it runs from August 27 through September 5, array of free and ticketed events across the region, highlights including Neon Reef at the Cairns Esplanade, City Lights at the City Library, the Grand Parade, of course, and the fireworks at the Esplanade as well. So keep it, these are all highlights, of course. Now, it's going to be interesting too, given that, Christy, we now have the dining precinct. So the parade through there is going to be interesting. It's fairly narrow, but I presume there's going to be steps taken to make sure everyone can, well, those floats can fit through okay.
That's right. And when we were designing it, that was definitely on the forefront of our minds, But really important to keep up to date on Instagram or Facebook of what's happening too, because sometimes you miss out on things and you think, oh no, I could have gone to that. So if you keep up to date on Facebook and Instagram, it's an easy way to be reminded.
We'll be back on air together again soon, Christy. We'll keep everyone reminded, as you put it, because it's such a party and we desperately need a party.
We do, yeah. Can't wait to see you there.
Good on you, Christy. Councillor Christy Vallely, she's the Division 6 Cairns councillor. And, of course, she's the voice of Festival Cairns on behalf of the council. Now, it's coming up to 10 to 11. Hi.